Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul's message to the Romans is quite clear. It cannot get any clearer than that. God gave us commandments to help us avoid sin and lead a productive life. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor thy mother and father. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Then Jesus added another in John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If we can do those things, we can avoid sin and death and have eternal life by walking the walk with Jesus. The world is a difficult place, and the temptations are many. To endure requires a relationship with God, asking for the Holy Spirit to enter your life to guide you. That happens by having a prayer life, regular worship at church, while seeking the support and fellowship of your Christian brothers and sisters. It takes determination and perseverance to live that life that Christ would have us live. Jesus also tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the path that leads to destruction." This also echoes the message of this devotion. For the wages of sin is death. Don't fall into the traps or get caught in the snares of this world. Set your sights high and take action that reflects your Christian light upon others, because Jesus tells us in John 18, verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world." Let's take the brave action to join Jesus. Let us pray. God in heaven, watch over us, protect us, and guide us to live a life that avoids sin, so that we may serve you and one day hear your words. Welcome, good and faithful servant. Amen. This devotion written and recorded by Sam Bartow.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.